Just think, if you started now, wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't you be farther along than if you wait until time is quote-unquote perfect? Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at Isolde T on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. This is another What I'm Thinking About and How to Help You Get More Creative and Live Your Life More Fully episode. I read something recently that blew me away, and it was basically, what are you waiting for? And I went, huh, yeah, what am I waiting for? And the thing is, I tend to be the kind of personality that if I want to start something, I start it. I wanted to write a book, I wrote a book. I wanted to put out an album, I put out an album. I wanted to move to New York, I moved to New York. Although I have to say that that happened, it took a little longer for that to happen than I might have wanted it to. But the question that I have today while I'm thinking about all of this is, are you waiting to start something? Are you waiting to do stand-up? Are you waiting to pick up a musical instrument? Are you waiting to write a book or a short story or a poem? Are you waiting to take ballroom dancing lessons? Are you waiting to learn how to ride a bike? Are you waiting to do the things that you want to do? Because I'm here to tell you, don't wait. Start. Try. Take a class. Look up YouTube videos, ask a friend to help you, whatever it is, now's the time, right? Every day you're alive is one less day you're going to be alive. So I know it sounds stark, but it's the truth, right? We are living kind of on borrowed time, and that goes for everyone. So if you're waiting for things and conditions to be perfect before you begin the thing that you really want to begin, maybe it's time to let that perfection go, because it's not helping you, right? It's really not helping you to do anything if you're waiting for the perfect moment, right? It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be ideal. And even if it is, just think, if you started now, wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't you be farther along than if you wait until time is quote unquote perfect, right? That's the thing. If we wait for things, we have to ask ourselves, at what cost and to what end? I think people who wait for perfection, for the perfect moment, are acting in fear, right? And I've done the same thing. I have to say, oh, I'm going to wait to move to New York. That's such a turning point in my life. It's such a turning point that I actually submitted a short story about it to an anthology that I ended up getting published in, all about how I waited for years, for decades to move to New York, right? After I graduated college, I had a job lined up here in New York City, and I had an apartment lined up. And on the very same day, I lost both the job and the apartment went ptui. And there I was with $23.56 to my name, literally, and I needed to do something, so I called my wonderful friend Alec, and I said, hey, I'm going to come and sleep on your floor. I guess I'm moving to D.C., and I moved to D.C. for essentially 30 years, right? Even, I think, a little over 30 years, and I had a great life in D.C., no question, but I went to New York whenever I could, right? I was here as often as I possibly could be, and that's the problem, isn't it? Like, the thing you want to do calls you. There's a yearning inside you, a longing to do it, to experience it, to see it, to try it. There's a longing. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for to really seek out what you're longing for? I know. This sounds all navel-gazy, but I think it's so important because, like I said, the 30 years I lived in D.C., and I love my life there. I met my husband there. I have amazing friends there. I had a great adventure in D.C., but I yearned for New York City. I yearned for it. And when you yearn for something like that, after a while, you can't ignore that you're yearning for it. And it took me a long time, and I don't regret for a second. In fact, almost 3 years in, I still pinch myself. We get to live here, even through the pandemic when it was so tough here in New York City. It didn't matter. I loved it. I loved it, and I love it. And it'll be, maybe I'll move someday. Maybe I'll go, okay, that's it. Time to go to California and live on the other coast for a while. Maybe I'll do that. I don't know. But for now, and for the foreseeable future, New York is home, and it's always felt like home. And the same thing happened for my books. You know, I could have waited until the time was right, but I went, no, I'm not going to wait, right? That I wrote a nonfiction book first, and there are all of these rules for nonfiction books. Like if you're going to submit it to an agent or an editor, you have to come up with a synopsis. You have to figure out all the things that you're going to have in the book. And then if they like it, then they go, okay, write it. But these are the changes we want you to make and all that other stuff. I released my first independently published book back in 2008, before really other people were doing it very much, right? There were vanity presses that I could have gone with, but I didn't even do that. And this is way before Amazon had their publishing arm open, way before. I didn't wait until someone else gave me permission, right? I even have my friends Meredith and Joseph have a podcast called Are You Waiting for Permission? And that's the thing, right? I didn't wait for permission. I went, there's this book inside me, and I think it's going to be helpful to people, because in my life coaching practice, I was using the elements of the book that ended up being called Life Elements to help my coaching clients really get to the lives they wanted to be leading, really get to the work they wanted to be doing. I was helping them using the methodologies that ended up in the book. So I went, you know what? I need to put this down as a thing, you know, create a book. And I did. And I didn't wait, right? And my friend Petra Mayer, who sadly passed away last year, said to me, yeah, Zolda, you know, you're unusual in that if you want to do something, you don't wait, you just do it. And I went, huh, yeah, I guess. I didn't think of it in those terms. And it's important, right? It's important for me to not wait, because on some level, I guess I realized that nobody here gets out alive, to quote Jim Morrison. So I've never waited, except for the move to New York, which took many, many years. I generally don't wait. And so I'm here to sort of, as a person who has done that, who has taken those chances, and who has seen several good friends pass away much too young in the last couple of years, I just want to say, and again, this is kind of a heavy episode, but I want it to be light. I want you to think in terms of, what are you waiting for? If there is something you want to do, if there is something you dream of trying or being, it's never too early. It's never too early to start, because this is the life, right? And I'm sitting here recording this episode actually between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, when I always feel like the population of Christian people in the world, I guess I would say, are expectant, right? There's this bated breath quality to the Saturday between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, because they are waiting to be able to, and I see this in my Facebook feed a lot on Easter Sunday, when people go, "He is risen." That's a huge thing, right? Good Friday happened, and then we waited, and then he is risen, he rises again on Easter Sunday. And that's lovely. That bated breath feeling is lovely, because it's anticipation, and I think that's great. And yet, if you wait to do what you want to do, you may not get that second chance. So I know, again, this sounds dire, but I'm here to try and encourage you to think about it in those terms, right? This is the time. If you're waiting with bated breath to try something, to start something, to do something, now's the time, right? This Monday night, I'm getting back into stand-up comedy because, not because I expect to be great at it. I don't expect to be great at it, but I'm loving being a beginner, exploring everything that I could do as a beginner. And that's exactly why I'm doing it. I'm loving being a beginner. And I'm going to do an entire podcast episode about that, about the importance of embracing being a beginner, embracing the suck. All right, I think I'm going to do that in the next episode. But yeah, I'm just here to encourage you to begin. If there is something you want to do, start it. Alrighty, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. This is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. As always, if you like the show, it would mean the world to me if you would leave a review wherever you listen. If you can leave reviews, if it's on Spotify, you can put a little set of stars. They let you do that. And of course, on Apple Podcasts, if you listen on an iPhone or another Apple product, you can leave a review there. And it would be great to hear what you have to say. Alrighty, until next time, please remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.